from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me in the Catalyst studio today is Dr. Keisha Benson, director of Thrive by Five Pinellas. Hey, Keisha.
Hey, hello, Megan. How are you?
Good. I just wanted, first of all, to kind of dig into what Thrive by Five is, what it does, and why it's so important for Pinellas County.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. So when we think about Thrive by Five, Thrive by Five vision really is to think about every child in Pinellas County, and as they enter kindergarten, making sure that they're prepared for school and prepared for life. And when we think about that, we really want to do it through a mission of mobilizing community partners to the table. And how can we think about childhood development holistically, whether it be early learning or social emotional health or physical health and development, mental health, and how do we support their caregivers or their families in resource development around what they need? So I always hear the fact that St. Pete is resource rich but access poor. So if that's the fact, how do we ensure that access is there, but not only is it there, but it's also equitable in the accessibility of it so that people are aware of it. But if they don't have the social capital to navigate those systems, how do we ensure that they have those opportunities?
So what does that look like on like a day-to-day level for kids?
Definitely. So we have a lot of different community partners at the table. If you think about our steering committee, there's the Juvenile Welfare Board, the Early Learning Coalition, the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete, Community Foundation of Tampa Bay, the Health Department, School District, and so many more. So we have a lot of different partners really working together to help us think about child development and what children really need. So we work in the birth to five space. And a lot of times you think about a child getting to kindergarten and are they ready, you know, are they learning? Are they able to, you know, really prepare? Our thought is that every child is already ready to learn, you know, but do they have the resources and needs to get there? Do their families have accessibility as well?
So what are the goals of the initiative and how are they measured?
So we actually just finalized our strategic plan. So Thrive by Five has been an initiative that's funded by the Foundation for Healthy St. Petersburg, and it's been in place probably just under 2 years now. As we finalize that plan, we think about really how do we engage educators, families, business stakeholders, service providers, anyone that touches a child and their caregiver, how do we engage them in this work and especially business in the private sector and understanding the importance of early childhood development, understanding kind of what that call to action is and where they can intercede. We also want to make sure that we give caregivers resources. Even as a mother of a 3, 5, and 7-year-old, my kindergartner just took a literacy exam. And I had to Google with a PhD, you know, what does this score mean and where does she fall on the spectrum? So breaking down the information that parents are receiving into a way in which they can really understand and manage it for their children so they can do things at home with them too. We want kids to get more into the early learning spaces, so whether that be VPK or with HIPPE programs, preparing to get ready for kindergarten. But if parents choose not to put them in those early learning spaces, how can we then still give them resources to do things at home with their children? And so we want to have touch points at all bases. Anyone that touches a child, whether it be a faith-based organization or a community center, to resource them and prepare them to understand the importance of child development.
So you talk about birth to five. Why is that such an important age for kids?
That's a really great question. So we think about the fact that children, they start learning even in utero. You know, children brain development starts really early in life. And by the time they get to like age 3 or age 5, much of their brain is already developed. So when they get to school, a lot of their experiences, you know, your parents are your first teachers. Their communities are their first teachers. And if we don't start kind of really touching children at this level, by the time they get to kindergarten, it's already too late. So in that partnership with the school district and really thinking about how do we, you know, make sure that transition is the easy one for them so that when they get there, they have kids that are knowledgeable and ready and fully thriving. So not just in the early learning space, but that they're not worrying about food insecurity, they're not worrying about homelessness. The parents have the resources they need. And they come to an equitable table in the sense that not just that they have an education, but they had a quality education and resources they need to thrive when they get there.
So what are you seeing? I know that this is still a newer initiative. What are you seeing as kind of the baseline now? Where is St. Pete at? Where's Pinellas at right now, and where are the specific areas of focus?
So I would love to find you some more specific numbers, and I can make sure that I get those for you. But when I think about something as far as like the Early Learning Coalition was just my backbone organization for Thrive by Five. And the ELC really focuses on preparing providers to work with children. So they'll do quality assurance and things with children. And they also focus on giving quality programming for those children as they move forward. So it can also be something like VPK or school readiness. And thinking about that, probably about 76% of children right now that go through VBK are doing well and are school readiness and ready to learn when they get to kindergarten. We want to make sure that we raise those utilization rates, that any child that's currently not in VPK that wants to be there, that we provide those resources in the community for those families. We also know that there's some disparity data out there when regards to certain populations in St. Petersburg, or if you look at demographics or socioeconomics. And how do we make sure that we do equity-based targets to those populations and find out why things are different and how do we raise the bar in those areas?
So are there specific markers? You said VPK, obviously, is one important thing, but I know there's like a whole host of different pieces to the puzzle. Are there any outside of VPK that you're specifically focusing on in your new strategic plan?
Yes. So Threat by Five has three different areas that we focus on. We focus on business engagement. We also look at systems alignment, and we look at child and caregiver success. So with that child and caregiver success group, we're about to launch a new initiative called Community Partners or Community Champions. So we really want to think about people that are not necessarily in the early learning space, but really care about holistic childhood development. So how can we resource individuals? How can we help them identify resources for caregivers? And how can we really put them in various community spaces where they have touch points with parents to give parent resources? We also, within that committee, want to continue to think about, as I talked about kind of that campaign around parent and social emotional health, what does it mean for a child to be thriving social emotionally? What does it mean for them to have challenges? And how do we teach parents what are some of the signs of those things so that they can prepare? And if they need to provide intervention for their kids, they can do so, but they can also do things at home with them. So there's a lot of different things in the pipeline for that campaign. In our business engagement group, we're going to launch Adopt-A-Center. So there are a lot of early learning providers out there that may just lack resources. So we talk about some of those disparities in place. So finding centers that may need capacity building or accounting or bookkeeping help or, you know, design or classroom design, finding business organizations that really understand early childhood development and how can they then give in-kind services. We are about to launch family-friendly panelists, which is really exciting. An opportunity for business organizations to understand how their workplace policies impact families and caregivers. And what does that mean to the Birth to Five community? And what things can they put in place to ensure that they have more opportunities for families to care for their children? So whether that be maternity care, flexible schedules, work from home time. So we're going to actually do a kind of like a award basis to see who's doing what and get them more word out about the importance of that to Birth to Five community. And then our system alignment group is really focusing on how do we organize all these various systems in place around child development? So how do we get them at the table and push that out to the families? So they're going to do something called Caregiver Connect. We haven't really named it yet, but in a sense of it's going to be a interfacing website where parents can come to and say, I have a child that's 3 year old with ADHD that lives in South County, and they fill out a survey and it will give them customized results back to show what's available resources for them in their area of the county. And because we have community partners at the table, these partners have identified that they will do an online application so the parent can immediately apply for the program and they can also fill out their information for the organization to call them. So really great things that we plan to launch hopefully in by February of 2020.
That's awesome. So thinking about people who don't have kids or don't have young kids, why is this initiative important for them or for the business community or for the community as a whole?
I'm glad you asked that question. So we think about just the future generation of St. Petersburg. If you think about a business owner, you think about the workforce. When you really consider what does it take to, one, maintain a workforce? So if you have parents in your workforce and they don't get the support that they need, will they be able to stay or you have high rates of attrition? You also think about who's the future workforce. I think in my work with Grow Smarter, we really focused on what does that cradle to career timeline look like and how do we ensure that at all points of this, that we have equitable access to education for children and youth. So to prepare them for the jobs of the future. So if businesses are looking for soft skills, they're looking for people that have strategic thinking and planning, that starts at, you know, at Birth to Five. That starts before they even enter the school system. So how do we get kids with these kind of ideas and, you know, really support them in thinking and growth development in that sense as well? And I think just as a community member, we want thriving members of our community. And when you have children that are ready and they're prepared in all aspects of life, you're going to have higher employment. When you think about economics, you're going to probably have lower rates of homelessness and lower rates of criminal justice. And just think about all the impacts this can have on our community as large when we really think about helping our children and supporting their families in the work that they do.
Mm-hmm. What are some challenges that you have faced thus far? I know you're pretty early in.
I am pretty new. I'm 2 months in.
You know, this can't be an easy thing to communicate to everyone. What are some challenges that you're seeing in getting the message out?
I think one of the things is people often focus on K-12 and they think, you know, we just have to focus on the school. But understanding that many children come into the school already, you know, underprepared or not ready or not thriving. So what's going on within their lives and kind of looking at it from a trauma-informed lens, what is occurring within their lives that we really need to think about and inform and address for them before even getting to the school district? And also every family has choices, you know, how do you ensure that you support caregivers in their choice of how to raise their children and give them the resources that they need in order to do so. I think one of the other challenges is really understanding community work, and it takes time. Social change takes time. It takes time to collectively come together, to get a shared message. And that's what I loved about kind of collective impact work. We have a overall goal together, a shared message, shared measure, shared agenda. And you asked me about measures earlier. We have an evaluator working with us to really pull out how we're going to measure each of these strategic planning goals as we move forward in this process. So bringing the collective together, understanding that work takes time, and then getting some small wins. You know, if you can really bring people around a cause that they love, get some small wins and engage in that and know what comes next and, you know, have excitement around that.
So how can our listeners get involved in Thrive by Five?
Thank you for asking. So you can also go to our website, which is TB5P.org. And there's definitely ways to get involved in the web form. As I mentioned, we have several different kind of work groups that we're working around. You can just email me at kbenson@elcpinellas.net. I will definitely plug you into a work group. You can also think about, once we launch our initiatives, the family-friendly workplace, the adoptive center, to keep it on your radar and get ready to, you know, plug in and think about how you can give in kind of volunteerism towards those efforts. And we're going to have our first Thrive by Five Summit, actually, on February the 26th at the Center for Health Equity. And that time will be announced soon.
Awesome. Anything else I should be asking you?
Great question. I think all in all, you've asked all the right things and thinking about, you know, why should we care? Why is this important? And when we think about the future of St. Pete and what we want that to look like, children are at the very core of that. And they're going to be the next generation that leads the city. And really investing in them from birth is really important work. And glad to be here and doing that work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
From stpetecatalyst.com.